Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, May 25th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. Sony announced a game streaming handheld called Project Q. Sony says it'll be able to stream games from a PS5 over Wi-Fi, similar to what you can do with the PlayStation app on Windows, Mac, iOS, and Android. Project Q looks like what would happen if you split a PS5 controller in half and then mounted each half on either side of an 8-inch screen. Sony did not give a price or release date, but Insider Gaming's Tom Henderson sources say Project Q should come out this November. Sony also announced PlayStation earbuds. They promise lossless audio with low latency. More details on the earbuds and the Project Q handheld should arrive in the coming months. Microsoft has now officially appealed the UK Competition and Markets Authority's decision not to approve the acquisition of Activision Blizzard. 37 countries, including China and the EU, have approved that acquisition, so they need to convince the UK to change its mind and fight off a lawsuit from the US FTC. Saturday, Neva announced it would shut down its consumer-facing search engine. Neva's search engine carries no ads and charges a subscription. Wednesday afternoon, cloud data management company Snowflake announced it will acquire Neva. Snowflake intends to use some of Neva's generative AI tech to help enterprise users search their data. The European Commissioner for the Internal Market, Thierry Breton, said that the EC will work with Alphabet to develop voluntary regulations for AI ahead of more formal regulations, which will take longer to develop. The EC's Commissioner for Competition, Marguerite Vestager, said the EC is also working with the United States on minimum standards for AI regulation. They hope to have that in place by the end of this year. In the United States, Microsoft President Brad Smith said he thinks a new U.S. federal agency to oversee AI development is, in his words, most sensible. OpenAI's Sam Altman expressed similar sentiments to the U.S. Congress last week. However, on Wednesday, Altman said the current draft of EU regulations for AI, in his words, would be overregulating. He thinks transparency and safety requirements might be technically impossible for OpenAI to comply with. WhatsApp is considering changing its policy of only using phone numbers to identify users. A report from WA Beta Info was able to make the latest beta of WhatsApp show a username section in the profile settings. TechCrunch separately found references to usernames in the Android code of the latest beta. TikTok is testing a chatbot in its app that it calls Taco, with a K, like the Japanese word for octopus. For some users in the Philippines, it shows up on the right-hand side of the TikTok interface. Users can ask it questions about the video they're watching or ask for recommendations for new content. While it's in testing, TikTok says it reviews all chats for safety reasons, so your chats are not secret. The chatbot is provided by an outside company. It's not been developed by ByteDance or TikTok, but TikTok has not said who developed it. The browser company's Arc browser for macOS has added a new version of its feature called Boosts. The new version makes it even easier to create your own extensions for the browser. For instance, you can quickly change the background color of a website, and in most cases, its font, too. Zap is a feature that lets you highlight an element in a website and then have an extension that prevents it from being shown in the future. You can share any boost you create with other users as well. Arc is invite only and only for the Mac. Amazon announced it will stop operating its app store in China on July 17th. Amazon has operated an app store there since 2011. It had previously announced its ebook service will stop there as well. That ends in China on June 30th. Amazon will continue to operate its retail site in China as well as Amazon Web Services. Finally, Vietnamese electric car company VinFast has recalled all 999 of its SUVs in the U.S. A software glitch was making the main screen go blank in some cases. The speedometer and safety notices are shown on that screen, so it's kind of important for it not to go black. VinFast is pushing an over-the-air update. Of the 999 vehicles in the U.S., 735 have not been sold, so those aren't a problem. 153 are in fleet service, and the other 111 were bought by customers. Those customers will get an email notification by May 29th. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Just say, hey, Daily Tech Headlines. Here it is. Go look. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.